When was the last time that you laughed during sex? Like full on snort laugh, tears running down your eyes. Oh my God, stop laughter. Exactly. Somewhere along the way, sex got very serious, very focused, very earnest, which is fine, but also sex is supposed to be playful and messy and funny. So today I invited four sexperts to spill their most awkward, hilarious, slightly mortifying sex stories because pleasure doesn't need a performance review, it needs a sense of humor. And trust me, you do not want to miss the last story. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my latest book, The Taboo Show, that's about four women who walk into the taboo sex show and walk out forever changed. Links will be in the description. Now, get ready to laugh and cringe and maybe even learn a thing or two. So, Susan, what is your most funny or awkward sex story?
Well, I'll tell you that I did something very unique yesterday. Yesterday, I did a completely new sex experience with my boyfriend. I used this wand, it's called the Pearl 3, and he had a product called the Keon with a stroker in it, and it automatically stroked him. We laid side by side, and he had the app that controlled the stroking on him, while I had this inside me, and he controlled it, and they were mirroring each other. So what was happening to him was happening to me. So like, if it was stroking the tip of him, it was actually stimulating deep inside me.
Wow.
And it was the most incredible experience because we probably went for like 15 or 20 minutes where I rode his ride and felt what he felt inside me.
Wow.
And I never had an experience like that before, even when I would use a pleasure tool on myself or even in partnered play. It was a completely different experience to be app driven on to take this ride together where I had pleasure responses, orgasmic responses that I'd never had before because it was this long journey that I was taking that had a lot of valleys and hills and cliffs and side trips and all kinds of things. And it was really incredible. I am experimenting with haptics and teledildonics, remote pleasuring for couples, which is a new area of sex tech that I think is very, very interesting. And so these were products made by Kiru, which I'm going to spell because people always like to find things. It's KIIROO.com. So there you go.
What is your funniest or most awkward sex story?
My funniest or most awkward sex story is several stories, to be honest. I mean, at this point in my life, I've had a fair amount of sex and I've tried a lot of things, especially doing what I do for a living. I'm a bit more open than most people into trying new things, and they don't always work well. And you end up with some awkward stories. So I remember one, this one goes quite a ways back, but it was with my girlfriend at the time, and she had a hammock set up. She had like a finished basement, and we were down there, we were in the hammock, and we're having sex in the hammock. And then all of a sudden, the rope that is holding it to the ceiling breaks, and we go crashing to the floor with her on top of me, still with me still inside of her. And we hit the floor, and we were laughing hysterically. Like, I cannot believe that just happened. And then I said to her, I think I should be the one to rehang this this hammock up from the rafters. So that was one of them. There was another time we were experimenting with some toys. This was with a different partner years later, and she wanted to try some anal beads. At that point in time, I was not an expert in anal beads at all. We just bought some random set in the sex toy store and tried them out, and all was going well until we realized, wait a minute, where did they go? They disappeared.
Oh, no.
So now she's mortified because I'm having to dig around and explore to find out where they are and retrieve them. They were inside of her at the time when this happened. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. What I learned from that experience was that for whatever reason, the ones I chose at that point in time only had a very small little handle. And what I realized is you need to have ones that have like a big ring handle on them so that they can't get sucked inside during really pleasurable moments where you're relaxing. So that's another one. There was a time that I was at a sex party. This one isn't so much embarrassing for me, but I went to a sex party with my partner, and the person running the sex party said, you know, they were doing icebreaker moments, and it was like, tell us, you know, a story that is like either emotional or deep or something like that. The idea was to try to get people to open up and connect. Well, for whatever reason, people shared these really deep, dark things. Like some of these things, I was like, I can't even believe you said that in front of a crowd of people. Like it was a pretty dark, you know, thing that they shared. It sucked the energy out of the room so badly that the rest of the night, everybody just laid around like stroking each other and cuddling and holding each other. And literally nobody had sex. No, there was like in an entire party full of people there at a sex party, there was one couple that had sex. Everybody else was too traumatized from the things that were shared. So yeah, that was pretty funny too. And you know, with all of these things, you know, my wife, when she was alive, she and I, you know, we had this sort of attitude when it came to sex, was like, we'll try anything once. And if it doesn't work, we'll just say, that didn't work and we won't do it again. And we would do that. And sometimes things just didn't work out and we would just laugh about them. I think the problem that people have when it comes to embarrassing sex type things is they put so many expectations and they build up so much pressure. And then when something doesn't go right, they're like, oh my God, that was terrible and this and that. Whereas, you know, the way we always approached it was, if it didn't work out, we just laughed about it. I remember my wife and I, we had this a weird room where it was like an upstairs room, and the way the stairs came up, there was like this little plateau that you couldn't really do anything with. It was more decorative than anything. And we were like, okay, let's have sex up here, right? Like, why not? Because it's there, you know? And I don't remember the exact position we were in. It started off really well, but ended up in like totally like falling off this thing. And just like, that was ridiculous. That didn't work at all. And we just laughed hysterically about it, and then went on to having sex in a different position in a much safer way that didn't require any falling down or getting hurt. So, you know, in the immortal words of Larry Flint, relax, it's just sex. Have fun with it. Try stuff. Some of it's going to work, some of it's not going to work. And in the end, it's really all about fun.
Book The Taboo Show is out, and it's not erotica, although your book club might just blush anyways. It's a woman's fiction for anyone who's juggling marriage and motherhood and careers and the quiet thought of, is it just me? Four female friends walk into the Taboo Sex Show, and instead of steam, they get truth and some laughter and some very real self-reflection. Think Working Moms meets Leanne Moriarty, but with more heart and fewer perfect lives. The Taboo Show is funny and honest, a little provocative, and it's basically therapy, but cheaper. The Taboo Show is about friendship, not fantasy, and it might just start the best conversation you've had in years. So, Dr. Mintz, what is your funniest or most awkward story?
My funniest and most awkward sex story occurred like more than 15 years ago. I was in college. Just to contextualize, I have been in a monogamous, committed relationship for about 43 years. So there's not much that can embarrass a sex therapist and her husband after 40-some years. But I was not always this age, nor was I always a sex therapist. So there is a story that happened in college that is famous among my friends. And at that time, it was so embarrassing and so humiliating. Now it's just hysterical to me. And that is, I had a long-term boyfriend and he was on a term abroad. We both said we would stay faithful. Neither of us did, okay? We were in college. We were not as mature. We were horny, whatever. So I slept with another person. This was fine. It was all good. But then I slept with another person. And this person had their feet down at the bottom of my bed. And they were like, "What's this?" And they pulled up a pair of underwear. And they're like, "Whose are these?" I'm just going to make up the name because I'm not going to reveal his real name. I said, "Oh, they're Sam's," which was my boyfriend who, you know, had been in a term abroad. And the person I was slept with said, "Does that mean you haven't changed your sheets in 4 months?" Because Sam had been on the term abroad 4 months, at which point I had a laugh and confessed, "No, actually, they're from last week and they are so-and-so's." And this has like been told over and over and over among my college friends. "Remember when so-and-so pulled so-and-so's underwear out of your bed and you first tried to lie about it and then you had to tell the truth?" Oh. So that's my most embarrassing story that will live on as long as all of my college friends live on.
So Amy, what is your funniest or most awkward sex story?
I love this question. And what's interesting is I was reflecting on this is I don't necessarily have one that I find to be embarrassing, but I do remember this taking me aback. And I think that it is a concern that a lot of people experience. So one of my most unexpected sex stories that I want to share is the first time that we tried anal sex. And I think that there are so many people, like many people, I was really concerned about something coming out, right? Because I'm very sensitive to smell, things like that. I was just really afraid that that was going to happen. And I didn't know what to do about that, but it's something that we've been talking about for a very long time. We prepared for it. We got the right silicone lubricant. You know, we did all of these things to get everything all set up. We took things nice and slow, we communicated, we went through all of the proper steps to have a really good experience. Things started happening, things started feeling pleasurable, and as we orgasm, as women orgasm, we bear down, we push out in the entire pelvic area. And for me, the worst case scenario happened. And a little bit of poop came out, maybe more. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure how much it was, but I could smell it, which immediately sent me into like, "Oh my gosh, this is awful. We have to stop." Like, and my husband was like, "It's fine. It happens. This is just part of it." And I was like, "I mean, are you sure? Because this is the like, friends, you know? Well, guess what? He had prepared beyond what I expected because he had some baby wipes handy. And he was just like, boop, boop, clean up. Took the towel, flipped it over, grabbed another one and put it down. And he was like, it's fine. We're having great sex. Sex is messy. And I'm not gonna lie, it took me a little bit. We were able to finish. We did have a good time. It was a little while before we tried it again. And what we've learned is that if you just do a fleet enema ahead of time, it just kind of helps to prepare and clear things out. And that is really, really good mentally for me. He obviously doesn't care. I still kind of do care. I do. And I'm a sexologist. But with that preparation, it makes it into a much more pleasant experience because I'm less worried about that type of thing happening. So that's probably the biggest one of probably the only time that I've gotten like a real ick during sex. But I think that just knowing that when you prepare properly, make sure you have some towels, make sure you have some wipes handy, make sure you have the right lubricant, do an enema if it's something that really concerns you, and it does. It's a challenging thing for me. Then with the right preparation, it can be a very, very pleasurable, fun experience for both partners.
If you laughed or cringed or thought, oh my God, it's not just me, then my work here is done. I hope this episode was funny and helpful and maybe even a little eye-opening. Now, I want your story. What is your funniest or most embarrassing sex moment? Seriously, send it in. You never know, it might just end up on this podcast. And if you want more playful permission to ditch the seriousness, please check out my latest book, The Taboo Show. All links to today's experts and products are in the description. Thank you so much for listening, liking, and subscribing, and remembering that pleasure is supposed to be fun. Did you like this podcast? Well, then make sure to check out this next one.